In our final segment, we'll switch to Josh Gross, who is he is the music editor at the Rogue Valley Messenger and a musician himself. So once a month, we invite him back to give us a list of performers headlining shows in the Rogue Valley. You can join us as we talk about shows coming to clubs and theaters and wineries. Don't forget wineries. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to get in by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Josh, welcome. You had a bit of a run to get here on time. We appreciate the effort.
Did you know that there's nowhere to park within 200 miles of SOU? Campus.
I know this well, yes.
That's about how far I ran in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, a couple of parking secrets I can give to people who park on campus.
Oh, those really great things would have been good to know just before I got here.
I'll tell you as we're leaving today. But so first of all, Rogue Valley Messenger is actually sponsoring a party with a number of groups, one of which you'll hear in just a moment.
Yeah, this is our big thing we've been working on for a while. I'm a big believer in like the local music scene, and I'm a big believer in that the way that sort of like grows and becomes more powerful is by sort of like coming together and seeing like what they all have in common and how they can sort of like, you know, build off one another. They're not competitors. They're like, you know, they add to what one another are doing. And there's a lot of diversity and stuff here. So I've spent the last couple months, it took a little longer than I thought it was going to be just because musicians are apparently disorganized. Who would have
really?
I know. I was surprised too, but, we are putting together a compilation of some of our favorite songs and bands from the Rogue Valley area. We're calling it South of Portland, Music of the Rogue Valley. And the goal is to hopefully have it be an annual thing that does the like best, you know, new local music of the last year. This inaugural one isn't strictly 2015, but it's definitely, 2016, but it's definitely of the music of the last like year or two. So it's all fairly recent, fairly new. Good stuff. There's a good mix. Bands from Grants Pass, Ashland, Medford, all over. A lot of different styles. And we're releasing this CD with our next issue on Thursday, December 15th. And there's only one way to get it, and that is to come to the launch party we're doing at Brick Room. We're going to be giving out copies of the CD as along with your price of admission. And we've got four of the bands from the CD who are going to be playing that night. We got Slow Corpse, who are great. We can talk a little bit more about them after we hear from them. Rios, who's a really killer acoustic act. Holographic Girl, really interesting hip-hop act out of Grants Pass. And then Bora Bora, who is a side project of Seons, who are they're a pretty well-known local indie group. This is their side project. They've only played live once or twice, so I'm really excited to actually get them on the bill because that one was a challenge. But let's hear from Slow Corpse.
We're going to hear first from Slow Corpse, and I just want to set this up because anybody who remembers the Shy Light song, Oh Girl, from the early 70s, there's a certain similarity in the intro, but here is Slow Corpse.
Suspended in time. Ooh. Question the sum of mine.
So I've often wondered with a group like Slow Corpse, I mean, this is a lot of layering of sounds in there. How many people are actually in the group Slow Corpse?
Just standard four or five people.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of great recording techniques and stuff like that, but there's a lot of this just good use of reverbs, good use of guitar effects, really capturing that sort of like dreamy, dream pop style mixed with a little bit of sort of like Phil Spector girl pop, you know, kind of sound, which I think you're picking up on. And these guys are great. They're local. They've only been around for a year. But what I like about them, aside from the fact that their sound is just so intoxicating, every so often, like a local band kind of arises that has all the friends, and they bring the friends out to the show, and the friends are like, holy bejesus, there's all these other bands too. Look at that. We have a music scene. And then suddenly it happens. It usually happens because sort of like one group kind of rallies the cause, and right now they're the ones really rallying the cause, and it's super awesome to see. You know, not only how good their music has done, they've been out touring the West. They just did some stuff up in Portland for Tender Loving Empire, which is a pretty big label out of there. But they've also really been sort of like rallying the local scene behind them because they're really good. And, you know, so they kind of bring everyone else with them along for the ride. And I'm really excited about that. I mean, I think I saw before Club 66 closed, they had 200 something people in there one night,
For Slow Corpse.
Yeah, which is just for a local show. That's a pretty big deal. So,
So Slow Corpse, Rios, Holographic Girl, and Bora Bora.
Yeah, that's
December 15th at the Brick Room for the CD release party, and you can only get the CD by being at the party.
Yeah, it's because with your price of admission, south of Portland.
All right, so let's actually get a big name in here because Robert Cray is coming to the area. Let's just go straight to Robert Cray.
Yeah, let's do it.
I do all the cooking in our house, babe. you're always running around. I do all the cooking in our house, babe. You're always running around. There'll be no more chicken in the kitchen if you don't try and settle down.
Wow, there's an unmistakable voice and guitar sound of Robert Cray. He is durable. I find myself smiling when I listen to him. Yeah, he's just so good for so long.
He's definitely one of those, like, he's got that George, I don't know, George Burns used to say, I can't die, I'm booked. I think Robert Cray's kind of got the same thing going. He's great. He's been touring around forever, and he comes through, you know, at least once a year or so. But it's always worth seeing, especially because he's a semi-local. He actually got his career started in Eugene. Small, little-known fact, he was actually the bass player for Otis Day and the Nights in the movie Animal House.
Was he really?
Yeah, uncredited, but that was him. You know, he's like one of those guys who, you know, they make signature guitars for him. He's really just, he's been around forever. He's got some serious chops, and he's coming to the Rogue Theater. And, you know, when you're looking for the blues, you're not going to get much more, you know, deep into that world or authentic or like long enduring than someone like Robert Cray. So
that'll be December 17th at the Rogue Theater.
Yeah,
I
mean, who doesn't have the holiday blues? Come on, let's be serious, right?
That's right. Robert Cray to dispel the blues for the holiday. Right around the same time, the middle of the month, Stubborn Sun.
Stubborn Sun. Okay. Now, I love these guys. They're out of Seattle. They're just really bringing this fresh, raw rock and roll sound. I can't tell you where they're playing because it's a house show and I don't want to get in trouble, but I'm so excited that they're playing that I wanted everyone to know.
Okay.
And if you can figure it out on your own, then bonus points to you.
I saw a house show and I assumed that was not the name of a club.
Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, it's not that hard to find if you're really looking, but you know, I don't like to broadcast it in case, you know, because I don't want to get it shut down. But let's hear from them.
It's a fun rockabilly kick. Let's hear from Stubborn Sun.
Of this love, it makes you scream, but it's so damn good.
Oh, I love the concept there. I have got blood on my teeth because I had to bite my tongue twice this week. That's some fun stuff in there.
We all been there, man. It's, you know, this I love about these guys, they're just getting back to the roots of what really matters, you know, just like raw, dirty, up tempo and saying something really honest, you know, and that's what rock and roll is supposed to really be about.
Where are they from?
They are from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Just a three-piece, just got together about a year or two ago and just kind of going out hitting the road, and it's great that we're sort of on their list of places to stop, because I'd love to see more from these guys.
So, I know I've asked this a few times before. By the way, we're talking to Josh Gross about music happenings in the Rogue Valley in the coming weeks, as we do generally the day before First Friday in most months. Good to have you as First Friday
Last
Eve.
Last Thursday, is that where we are?
First Thursday. How about that?
Or, right.
Yeah, depending on the scheduling. But the way that music comes and goes, you know, trends like this, like a rockabilly-esque sound like this would have been out of there a couple of years ago and then back in now. And
yeah, it tends to move in like 10 to 20-year waves. It's sort of like you get like a rock decade and then kind of a pop decade and then a rock decade and a pop decade, and they tend to sort of vacillate back and forth between sort of like raw and loud and sort of like polished and electronic and like experimental. But the thing that's interesting now is that, you know, we're kind of moving in – some people have said we've moved into what's called the sort of post-guitar era, and that it's much more ruled by sampling and laptops. And, you know, but then there's sort of this reaction to it where, you know, the big loud rock sound is like coming back and saying like, no, not on our watch, man. We're going to get back to what really matters, so you remember why we matter.
So every action produces a reaction. Every move to synthesizers creates a guitar sound again.
Yeah, and every move to guitar sounds creates like a synthesizer backlash, you know, because it's everyone's kind of got their own things, and you've got to feel like you got to kind of counterbalance it, and that's what keeps it dynamic and active, you know, and diverse.
So so speaking of guitar sounds, Laser Lloyd is our next option.
Laser
here,
Lloyd,
so,
this sure. guy. This is like Israel's best known blues musician.
Okay, let's hear some of Laser Lloyd, Burning Thunder.
Thunder. going through my veins from the valley below.
So you mentioned this is Israel's top blues, which makes sense. He's playing Christmas Day at Havrashir Hadash in Ashland.
You get some people don't have things to do on Christmas. So, you know, you got the holiday blues, man. You got it. Your family getting you down. Like, go commune with some people who know how to kvetch.
How big a catalog does Laser Lloyd have?
Oh, he's got a catalog that stretches back decades. He's been in a number of fairly popular groups that I can't pronounce in Israel. And, you know, some stuff in New York as well, but has done pretty well with this solo act, touring around, doing a bunch of these shows. I mean, I think he got his start in the late 70s. Don't quote me on that,
though. All right, but he's been around for a couple of
decades. He's been around for a while. Yeah, he's definitely like a guy that some people know, but he's a little bit niche because, you know, there's not a huge market for Israeli blues musicians, but you know what? Why not? Maybe there should be. We don't know.
Why? So how much did you get a chance to sample not just music from outside our area, but also from obviously off the continent as well?
Yeah. I mean, for a lot of times for this job, I just kind of like look at what's coming through, but I just try to keep my ear to the ground as much as possible, just because there's always something interesting happening out there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's usually the least interesting things are the ones you've already heard of, you know, so...
In terms of bands that come through the area, though, and this is something that Eric Thiel has found out as he does the studio interviews with people here, is that they'll often be driving through, because obviously if you're playing a set in Eugene one night in San Francisco, a day or two later, you're going to pass right through the Rogue Valley. So why not stop and give an interview, which is why Eric usually lands these people on the live sessions in the studio. But I mean, is there an effort to try to pull people in to play more gigs in the Rogue Valley as they pass through?
God, are you opening up a can of worms? how much time do we have?
5 minutes.
Okay. There is an effort, but in my opinion, and this is purely my opinion, much of that effort is coming from the bottom rather than the top. And that's I'm painting with a very broad brush. So okay. I hope no one.
So the bottom being what? Who's trying to make the move?
So like, Stubborn Son is a great example. Those people are putting on a house show. That house show, the place where that's happening, is probably the best venue in town. But it's just some people's house.
Uh-huh.
You know, whereas most of the clubs don't even – and again, painting with a broad brush, most of them don't even have like a gig calendar on their website.
Really?
So if I were hypothetically a musician in the process of touring through – I would be like, oh, where can I play? Oh, look, nowhere.
Right.
Where's the contact link? Nowhere. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really basic stuff. And like I did a census at one point of like the approximately 13, I think. It's changed a little bit since I did this, but there was like 13 performance venues and only three of them had like calendars on their website and only one of them was up to date and that one was the Brit.
Mm.
You know, so I mean, which is pretty frustrating. You know, so there's definitely like an impulse to try to bring in more touring acts and to get people to stop, but it's usually coming from audiences who will get really rabid. They see a band and they just latch onto them and they say, "You guys are great. Please come back. I'll bring all my friends." Or like bands that just want to make friends, you know, because they sort of make that professional networking kind of thing, mm-hmm. and you know, fellowship, but not as much, in my opinion, from the people who control the spaces to like really. Really try to lure them in.
Okay, let's hear from Brain Dead. This is a speed metal kind of stuff. Let's hear from them before we go.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we both have stiff necks now from bouncing our heads to this
brain
music.
Dead. These guys are awesome.
They're playing where the Bamboo Room in Medford looks
the
like.
Bamboo Room, and it's interesting that the last segment was the segue into this, because the Bamboo Room, the booker there, his name is Jeremiah Lynch, he's one guy that's really like making an effort to try to bring in a lot more touring acts, and he just sort of, he had worked with another club and kind of found it wanting, and then so went and found this place, and was like, this looks like a nice bar, what do you think, can I book some music here? And they were like, yeah, sure, whatever. And he's really, since then, kind of made it into one of the really, really, like, brought in a lot of big acts that you wouldn't expect to play in a strange sort of Chinese dive bar mm-hmm. in Medford. But he's really, like, made an effort, and it's showing.
Wow, so it really does take a person who's not involved with the food and beverage side of things to kind of keep the calendar fresh.
There's got to be someone who's invested and has ownership over it. And the food and beverage side, I mean, that's the bread and butter. Food and beverage, haha. they have to like be invested enough to like to keep it going. But it really does take someone who's dedicated to the task of like booking, promoting, marketing, making posters, show calendars, and just being an evangelist for it. You know.
Right. Thanks for another window into the music scene. Always good to have you here, Josh Gross from the Rogue Valley Messenger.
Yeah.